They grab all they have and run. But there is nowhere safe to go. This family tries to flee their home as word spread the Israeli military is close by, inside Gaza City. Explosions of white smoke, what many are saying is white phosphorus, floating above 1.5 million trapped people. The streets are empty except for those running from house to house, but now there is no front line in this war. Attacks are everywhere and anywhere, and the whole of Gaza feels like a target. Maysa El Khatib was speaking to Al Jazeera when a missile struck her building.
Please help us. The Israelis are bombing us with phosphorus bombs. Please help us. The shelling is continuous since last night. We are here in this place. We are around 500 families here under bombardment. Many children are here. The entire tower collapsed. Where are the Arabs? Where is the world? Where are the Arab countries? None of them is doing anything. We are being killed. 300 persons just killed in front of our eyes when a tower collapsed. Please stop this war.
And according to medical officials, thousands here are in the same position as Maysa.
You can hear screams on the radio, people asking for paramedics and for the ambulances. No ambulances can go. Thousands of people are trapped in apartment buildings that are on fire, and people don't have access to anywhere, to anything, no shelters, no nothing.
Wednesday night saw a series of strikes hit across the strip. This mosque in the southern town of Rafah amongst the targets. Just the latest in a long line of mosques, schools and homes hit by Israel over the past 20 days. Meanwhile, ground troops moved into Gaza City. Tanks entering areas including Tell el-Hawa, minutes away from the heart of the city. A media tower amongst the buildings targeted by Israeli warplanes. Even the United Nations building in Gaza City was hit, and the compound inside shelled by Israeli forces. The airstrikes in Gaza City are becoming more and more intense. It's not safe to be on the streets, but even from here, our rooftop position, you can see how close those explosions are. With the clouds of black smoke just to the east there rising up into the sky, and a cloud of white smoke covering Gaza. The people of Gaza are bracing themselves for more to come. This man says the Israeli army are shooting at everyone in residential areas, including women and children. And this woman told us she ran away from her home this morning, but that the tower she's in right now has already been hit. And as the sounds of war get louder, there's little anyone here can do but keep moving, hoping that the next place they get to will not be Israel's next target. Shireen Tadros, Al Jazeera, Gaza City.